I've not started yet, Thomas. Have you finished this?
Ready, steady, seven.
Ready, steady, zero. What does that mean?
Ready, steady, whoosh. Where's the aeroplane?
What do you want, darling? From how to be careful, mind the camera.
Okay.
What are you looking for? He's a big strong lad, isn't he?
Look.
Oh,
what?
Never. That's lovely, what is it?
It's a peacock.
Has somebody been naughty, have they?
Yeah.
Who? Purdy?
Yeah.
No, don't go near Purdy, Thomas. No.
Purdy's been there. No, he ought to go through there, otherwise I'll take it off.
Come on.
No,
she's not.
Oh no, Thomas, the squirrel's in trouble. Quickly.
Go and see.
Oh my goodness, look at the squirrel. Look, Thomas, the squirrel's about to fall off. Quickly, are you going to save him? Ah! Oh, thank you, Mr. Police Cat. That's good.
Then, a squirrel.
Oh, and then, the leopard's in trouble. Oh, I haven't seen a leopard.
Yeah, last week.
You know why?
Yeah. The
leopard's going to go and steal something, so you have to catch him. He's going to steal the balloon. Quickly.
Oh.
Policeman's got the policeman's too quick, isn't he?
I'm going to catch your hot air balloon.
Is it my hot air balloon? Oh, right, thank you. Oh, what do you think he's going to steal now, Thomas?
Oh,
the policeman's too quick, isn't he? What do you think he's going to steal now?
You don't know.
No, he's running away from the police car. Are you going to catch him and arrest him? Oh, well done, Thomas. That's very nice, isn't it?
I know.
Look, Purdy's come to look now, hasn't he? Right, Thomas, can you take your finger off the button, please? Thomas, it's giving me a headache.
No, it's giving Purdy a headache.
I know, nobody likes it. I've never seen it do that before. You didn't tell me it did that.
The fire engine's doing it too.
The fire engine does it as well. I never knew that. I thought it just made a sound. What happened there?
Crash.
So what do you do? That's a lovely toy. Who bought you that, Thomas?
Uncle
Frank.
Yeah.
I thought Uncle Frank was a fish.
And that's Uncle Frank. No, actually, I'm wrong. That was Mavis, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. That was Uncle Frank.
Ow!
Oh, I'm confused now. I think the fire engine was Uncle Frank, and that was Mavis.
It's Mavis, Auntie Frank's wife, is it?
No, Mavis is just a friend, isn't she? Mummy's friend.
Then, a police car not watch out then. Crash!
Police car didn't watch out and it crashed into Mummy's leg.
This man put it in here. I showed him.
Like that.
No, I
shouldn't. Oh, wow. Oh, be careful.
Oh, dear. Quick ambulance. I know I need the ambulance now, Thomas.
Oh, I can't see anyone. Let's shall we?
Let's see, shall we?
I can't see Tia. Not here. Where's it going? I think it's going somewhere.
Do you think it's hiding?
Yeah. Where are you? Oh dear.
Where do you think it is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you like me to help you look for it?
Okay, of course you can.
He loves these toys, doesn't he?
Yes.
Watch.
of these can have a race. Which is the fastest?
Spring, here.
Ready, steady.
Line it up.
Ready, steady.
You push down.
Ready, steady, go.
Oh, yay!
Very good, eh?
There's the ambulance. One of us just fallen down.
Oh yes, one of the lights fell in, didn't it?
I need the ambulance because
that one. What does that one do, Thomas? Pull it back and let go. No, pull it back and then let go.
Oh, it reverses too.
No. Gently.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a fire where the
animals. How do you make?
Oh. Push it back and then let it go. No, backwards. Pull it back. Pull it back and let it go.
I think your mum means like this, doesn't she? No?
Is that the idea? I think the worm is missing.
Honey, I got a loop.
What's
oh,
that?
Wow.
Honey,
it's a breakfast cereal. Right. I don't know what he's putting in here, but
that's great, isn't it? You know what's happening with your ambulance, isn't it? So it does go forward, you push
it forward.
Can I have a go?
I'll show you. You show me what to do then. Just press this on. Nope. I got two long wheels.
Two lorries and lots of wheels, yeah.
How do they drive though? They've got no cab in the front, have they?
And the one there.
Where does the man sit, Thomas?
The man there.
Show me.
Two cabs.
Oh, there's the cabs. Oh, that's good.
So what do you mean about the Coca-Cola lorry?
The Coca-Cola lorry. Oh. You just put them on top of the table.
No, here, Thomas, please. You can't go through there.
It's going to fit in here.
It does, come on.
Is it fit?
I can't do it.
Well, at the weekend, quite near here, there's a lorry park, isn't there?
Yeah.
And over the weekend, one or two big lorries stay for the weekend. While the drivers have a rest. And a few weeks ago, there was a big yellow Schweppes drinks lorry. And this weekend, there's been a Schweppes Coca-Cola lorry, hasn't there? And we went to see it on Sunday. Who came with us?
Daddy.
Daddy, we all went for a walk and went to look at all the wheels. And the cab and the steps.
Was it very big, was it, Thomas?
Very, very big, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we went for a walk yesterday, not expecting it still to be there. And it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what else was there?
No.
Or was that the other lorry that was there?
The white lorry.
The white lorry.
What lorry? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
No back.
It didn't have a back, it was just the cab with the white lorry, wasn't it?
Do you know where the men sleep, Thomas, in the lorry?
Yeah.
Do you want to show me?
Yeah.
Where do you think the men sleep when they go to sleep?
In the cover thing.
Yes, but where is it? Do you know?
I don't know.
Up here, look.
Yeah.
So they have a bed in here. So that when they want to sleep, they come and sleep in here. That's right, isn't it?
I haven't a clue.
It is, isn't it? Well, I've seen one before. The men sleep in this.
Oh.
Sleeps in here.
Oh, yes, I think you found it there. Sleep underneath the cab.
I can't say I've ever slept in a lorry. Uncle David would know, wouldn't he?
She can ask him.
Mm.
Oh, it hasn't broken though.
What does this one deliver, do you know?
Newspapers.
Is it?
Yeah.
And this one?
It says pet.
Gas, ocean gas.
Ocean gas.
like a petrol tanker, isn't it?
They're a bit like trains, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me of yesterday. What did we do yesterday?
The trains.
You've been looking at trains again, have you, Thomas?
The big jelly crocodile.
Oh no, at the sweetie shop, we set off in the morning for a quick walk to buy some milk. And we went via Lynn and Baron Charlotte's house, didn't we? So of course, we didn't leave there very early. No, steady, Thomas, don't keep crushing them, they're brave. No. Well, come on, don't you know what we did after we'd been to Lynn's house?
Ambulance.
What did you do after you went to your whose house?
Lynn's house. What did we do then?
Not really, a mixer.
Mm.
Oh, that's lovely, that one, isn't it? I bet that's from Bob the Builder,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah.
Does Bob the Builder use this? What does he use it for?
The cement for digging holes.
Cement for digging holes? And what does he use cement for?
Because I don't know.
He uses them for putting bricks together to build houses, doesn't he?
Yes. Go. Hammer.
That's my foot.
He hammers my shoe, doesn't he? Thomas, I'm going to send the police car over to arrest you. Arrest you for hitting Mum's feet.
Did a fire engine come in?
How's your foot got wet? Is it? You've
just been eating it, licking it, haven't
you? You've been eating your mum's foot, have you?
Don't do that, dirty boy. Come on, we're waiting to hear about yesterday. Where did we go?
I don't know.
You don't know, you enjoyed it so much. We're crossing the road to the milk shop, we suddenly realised we were really quite near Burnage Station. And I said, well, we can't go to the station because it's lunchtime. And then we had the bright idea of going to the shop and buying some lunch and taking it to eat on the platform. So we went to the shop and what did we buy?
Crocodile, big one.
Well, yes, you bought a jelly crocodile.
Did he?
And we bought some cheese and some crisps and some sausage rolls and some Ribena. And we went and sat at the station. And we ate a picnic, didn't we, on the platform and waited lots and lots of trains. And then we came home, had a quick drink.
Look, a helicopter.
And then what happened after that?
Hello.
Who did we take out for a walk?
Cindy!
Come on, I'll tell you.
We'll just have a chat.
We took Becky out for a walk, didn't we?
Who's Becky, Thomas?
Little baby.
She's a little baby.
Who's little baby? Well, she's 2 in June, isn't she? She's not such a little baby.
So yeah, you're gonna
yeah. A baby.
Whose baby's Becky, Thomas?
It's Becky's wife.
Becky's wife?
No. Becky's wife's baby. A bit complicated, isn't it?
What's Becky's mummy called?
May and June?
No. What's she called?
Sooty.
No, that's the dog.
Sooty!
Her dog's called Sooty. What's her mummy called?
Mr. Riley.
Sister Riley? No.
Purdy,
no. What's she called?
Tony.
Pardon?
Tony.
Tony's her dad. What's her mummy called?
He knows, doesn't he?
What's her mummy called?
Mrs. Thomas.
It's Joan.
It's Joan.
And Joan's expecting a baby, isn't she, in a few weeks?
No, it is a belt.
Well, no, Isabel's not expecting a baby.
I hope not.
Look at this brown car.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a buggy, isn't it? Bet that goes fast, isn't it? This helicopter's lost its wings, look, or its propeller.
Mm, it's behind you, Thomas.
Can't fly, look.
Have we got the key for that? There's a key for that, Joe. Put your key up.
Oh,
right. Did we go upstairs to see the baby's bedroom at Becky's house?
Yeah.
And where's the baby now?
attention.
Where's Joe's baby now?
Wow.
It fell apart because it hit the chair.
This is Thomas the Tank Engine, yes, is it? Yeah. Same name as you, isn't it, Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same thing, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
Great.
Oops, I'm going to get towed off by your mum.
But I never lay your feet.
No, my high feet, please.
Do you still watch Thomas?
Oh, that's very loud, isn't it?
I don't think that quite worked, is it? Sure. Sorry, do we still get...
Is Thomas Tank Engine still on television?
No. We've got the video, haven't we? I don't understand why that's not. So. Perhaps you have to just.
Maybe it has to be on the ground.
No.
You get to do it, Thomas.
I'm not doing.
And this car used to play hours and hours with this.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
You show. Janine, what happens? One side it's a rally car, and the other side it's. Well, one's a race and one's a.
Wow.
Little Lam comes out, doesn't he?
Where? I can't
remember
where.
Can you not get him out? That's it. It's a yellow car one way and a red car the other way. That's it.
Top's car's got no driver in. Here you go.
Yeah.
Thomas can't have a car with no driver in, it'll crash, won't it?
And Isabel bought you this for Christmas, and this is the same thing, a yellow car, orange car on one side and green on the other.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Mm. Isabel bought you that, didn't she?
This one squeaks.
Yeah. And you won this police car at Isabel's party for doing a nice drawing, didn't you, the snowman?
Oh, the best drawing.
Lots of things. This is just one of our many car boxes, isn't it?
Really?
We've got three car boxes. Well, cars and lorries and...
Look, a newspaper.
It's from the back of the newspaper now, isn't it?
Like a newspaper.
Yes. It's a newspaper.
Well, these are lovely, aren't they?
Mm.
Who bought you this, Thomas?
Isabel.
Isabel? Does Isabel play with cars?
Yeah.
She does?
Isabel loves.
Oh, lorries.
Isabel likes cars and lorries, does she? Yeah. Does she not play with dolls? And
oh, yes.
She likes those as well. Does Isabel still play Barbie and Ken and Cindy and all that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Isabel has those yet. But oh, she has Barbie. Yes.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're showing me your belly.
Oh.
Wow.
You got belly.
What's inside your belly today? What have you been eating today?
It's nothing.
You've had nothing to eat.
Yeah, breakfast you had cereal and two apples. And at top of it you had a drink. And at Sonny's you've had ham sandwiches and some cheese and some crisps and some cheese biscuits and a Kit Kat. Oh, and strawberries, didn't you? And you've just had milk and little biscuits now. Okay. You must be careful.
So you've had quite a lot to eat today,
Thomas. You have, and you've got to have tea before you go out, because you're a tired boy and I think you'll be falling asleep in the car, so we'll give you tea before we go out.
Let's move this a bit.
Let's move it a bit. Be careful, you're going to pop your balloon.
Oh. Why are you so tired today, Thomas? What can we do?
Thomas. You don't need the train track out now, do you?
Yeah. Well, the train's gone down again.
One of your other cars out. Well, this one, this has got nice things in it, look. What about that one?
Yeah, I want it.
Oh, all right. Would you like me to carry it for you?
No, I don't want it.
Okay.
It's got bones in it.
It's got bones in it.
What has?
The water.
Really?
That's what's making your car. All right. That's what Mama says, isn't it? When you cough, when you're having something to eat or drink, Mama asks if it's got bones in it.
I say no.
You say no? No, it hasn't.
Who took the pictures of Thomas?
Oh, Peter.
On the kid?
Yeah.
From the computer?
Yes.
Yeah. We try and build a good shape today on the train track, eh?
Shall I watch it?
I've got you. Need help.
Oh.
Your mummy's very good at it, isn't she? But will we show her that we can do it too? Try and build one like hers.
Why am I dirty?
Oh, gee.
I've never eaten any sausage before. She's not dirty sausage. Tom, you've got to wait for the track to be built. You've got a nasty scratch on your face. What happened?
I don't know, so I'll just make a start.
I don't know, she's just going to make a start. All right, what's she making a start on?
A throwback, Thomas.
What's the train delivering?
It's delivering red toast and sausages.
Oh, delivering sausages. Oh, that's important, isn't it? Especially if your mum wants to eat dirty sausages.
Yeah.
Just to make sure she gets a delivery in. It's an appetising thought, isn't it?
Yeah. I was trying to make that through there, so don't... Will that go through there?
Yeah. That's where the Daisy Station got two block B tracks.
Pittsburgh Station, it's Burnage Station, I think, isn't it?
I call it Disney Station.
I know you do, yes.
It isn't Disney, really, though, isn't it? We're not far out, is it?
No, there is Disney Station. We did go there sometime, but that's not where we were yesterday.
Oh, there's a station in Disney as well?
Yes. So East Disney, no, Chester.
Which station do you like best, Thomas?
My station.
Your station. I think that's the Burnage one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where do you go on the train?
Don't know.
We're just going to Manchester, don't we, on the train? We don't go anywhere very exciting, do we? Can't build this, Thomas, because I can't see what we're doing.
No, not a train.
You usually tell Daddy it's too difficult, don't you?
Yeah. I built it on my own.
You built it on your own?
Who's there?
Who's there? It sounds like Purdy sneezing. Oh. Do you think it's Purdy?
Yeah, I think
it is. I think so.
When did Purdy come home, Thomas?
It's 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Stop! Go!
You know why it's saying stop? Because there's trees on the track.
She's actually got to go back on Friday. Hasn't she?
Is she all better now?
No, it's going to be a lifelong thing then. I think it's kidney. Kidney damage, so I think she's going to have it forevermore. But she's better than she was.
A hand on the line.
A hand on the line, do you remember?
No, a hand on the line.
There's a big squeaky man on the line.
I guess we could get that to come over here, do you think it would? Trying to join that up somehow.
Oh, Jean, that's lovely. There you go. Making quite a complex.
I was just trying to get them all to join up, but I don't think we're going to be very successful, are we?
This train has got any carriages.
Where are the people then? Are they all still at the station?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not going to go for a very big ride then, are they?
No.
Where are the carriages, Thomas? Oh, there's one. Oh, so you got along to you?
No, that's a carriage.
That's a carriage, not a train.
No, this is a car.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh. Horse on the line.
The horse on the line. Quickly, I'm going to send the police.
Nemo, Nemo. Rain.
Okay, that's lovely.
Fall on the road. Nemo, Nemo, Nemo.
We need to get the ambulance as well, don't we?
I do it. Nemo.
Where's the ambulance, just in case there's people?
This is terribly complicated.
It's as complicated as you make it, isn't it? And you made it really complicated. It's more fun though, isn't it?
Can the police all came too?
They've all come too, and let's have a look. Is anybody hurt?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh yes, look. Oh dear, is somebody hurt? Yes. Oh dear.
Plane crash!
No.
Look!
What's that? Where's that from?
It's here.
Is that for? Is that from the police car?
Oh, it's not broken, is it?
Let's have a look. We need to get.
Then, train. It's on. Ambulance on the line.
The ambulance is on the line.
It's crossing the line.
Is it a runaway ambulance?
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, is everybody okay in the train?
No.
Oh dear. So you gotta get them out and take them to hospital.
Oh, jump in there. And then one jump in the cab.
Oh, that's good. And then where's the hospital then?
It's just right
here. Go by bus.
It's here. Near station.
Oh, that's good. That's lucky, isn't it?
And here's an old chunk. Then another children jump on her arm.
Oh, the train's all better now. Everybody's better and they can get back on the track and they can safely go home thanks to the ambulance. Okay, here we go. But is there another accident about to happen? Mm-hmm. Is there?
Do you think?
Oh, dear. The ambulance, quickly. This is not a very good track, is it? Everybody keeps crashing.
No, I can't. So I did a really one the other night when it was a little film.
Look at that pink flower I've got.
Is that a real flower?
Oh, it is, yeah. Study not. She told me to go to work this morning, didn't she?
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? What sort of flower is that?
Camellia.
Pink.
What colour is it?
Pink.
Good.
No.
That's coming.
It's a lovely noise, Thomas. What did this train carry, Thomas?
Newspapers.
Newspapers? And where's it going to take it to? We build a little town here.
Yeah.
This is where Janine lives.
I'm sure we could have done a better one.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, my house is flying away. Isn't it?
Then.
What is this? This must be the train station, is it? Where do you think is a good place to put the train station?
To fly!
Well, they get blown away in the wind. It's not very safe, is it? What's this?
I don't know.
Is that a roof, maybe?
It's the roof off one of these, isn't it? Is it off that one, I think? What's off that one? Or perhaps it's this one, too.
I don't like living here. It's not very safe, is it? One minute I'm in my bed, next minute I'm in the sky. Huh? Is the train going to stop here and deliver the newspapers then?
Then it's not stopped.
It's up. It's missed the sign.
This is really getting me down, so I can't do this.
I'll come next week and you'll still be here.
If someone's crossing the line.
Impossible.
What does that mean?
Someone's crossing a line.
Somebody's crossing the line. And what does that mean to the train driver?
Down. Okay.
Be careful, because look, here's someone crossing the line. And what would happen?
Oh.
Oh dear.
That's not right. You didn't pay very much attention to that sign, did you?
This is the animal train.
Oh. Oh, I think I can see another accident about to happen. Oh.
Daisy.
Thomas, what does this sign mean?
It says go.
Oh, that means go. And this one?
Say stop.
Stop. Where can we put that? Maybe we should put that near the station. Tell the train to stop and everybody can get on the train. Oh, another stop sign. Where should we put that? I think we should put that here, don't you?
I think I put it here. Oh.
Is this the giant's house? Look at all the little people that must live in here and the size of the door there.
Do you remember the story we heard the other day about the giant?
Yeah.
What was it? Jack and the Beanstalk.
Giant all over the floor.
Giant all over the floor.
Then a train. That train, not watch clamp then.
These are very naughty trains, aren't they? I don't think I'd feel very safe being in one. And if the people want to get off the train, they can come and look at the forest. Because in the forest, there's lots of little animals.
Oh, yeah.
And so, what does this mean again? Stop. Was it?
I don't know what that means.
It means go.
It means go.
That's me know something, because there's a bit cross through it.
Maybe it means watch out, there's a bridge.
Crossing the line or something, yeah.
And so
we've nearly done this now.
It's because it encourages you to buy it by another box.
Yes, that's what it's saying.
So this is a lovely forest with lots of animals and trees. And what are these for?
No, I don't know.
Oh, but look, there's a problem by the forest. Look, some of the wood has fallen on the track. And the animals are trying to get over the track. So who should be sent to fix that?
Poster is a winner.
Oh.
Ha.
Oh.
Ha.
What have you done to my forest?
Collapsed.
It's collapsed.
How has it collapsed?
That goes boom!
Oh, goodness.
There you are. You see? I'm going to carry the wood.
Carrying the wood.
Oh, Jean, finished. you've got lost in time, babe. What's happened there?
What have you done? Thomas, that's on for the telephone. So why have you done that?
It's right here.
I think it just caught on the... I think it didn't
hurt. It's caught. Down this!
That doesn't go on the track, does it?
Oh, no.
It's far too big.
Yes.
That'll break the track, won't it? Huh? Where'd you go on your bicycle? Did you go outside on this one? Is this for indoors?
Yes, you go out, don't you?
Do you like playing outside?
Yeah. I'm going to go out in the back.
We can't go out in the back. I'm not allowed in the back.
Do you want to come out and make a bridge?
Make a bridge where?
No, we can't go outside.
It's nice to play in here for a bit, Thomas.
Yes, you've been out a lot today. We just need to be cool and quiet for a little while longer, I think. Don't you?
No, I want to go out.
No, we can't, Thomas, we can't go out.
You shouldn't have mentioned outside.
No. Never mind. Thomas, come on. We can go out later. You've been out today. Are you going to tell Janine what you were doing when you were outside?
Thomas, I don't want to go outside. Come and sit here by me and tell me what you did outside today. And then we can go outside in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you're back. Come and tell me what you like to do outside.
I love to play in the swing.
The swings? Is that your, do you like to go on the slide as well?
Yeah.
Have you love been the slide, don't you?
Have you been on a roundabout as well? And who were you playing with today?
Just Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Oh, we've Thomas seen Charlotte as well, haven't we? But where else have we been? Leave her, please.
Thomas, you've got so many friends, haven't you? You're a very lucky boy.
Yes, I am, mister.
Yeah. Mister? Do you think I'm a man?
Yes.
I'm a man? Jean the man?
Yeah.
Don't think so.
Jean is a woman.
Jeannie's a what? A woman?
Yes.
What's a woman?
A woman.
A woman. Oh, that's better.
A
woman. A
woman. Aliments.
A what?
Jeannie's aliments.
Jeannie's an ambulance.
Jeannie's an ambulance? What do you think, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so what is Thomas then?
Titan.
Thomas is a fire engine. And what's Purdy?
Purdy's a police car.
Purdy's a police car.
Purdy's a mum. Is Purdy a mum?
No, you're not a mum. Are you coming to help?
Purdy. Is Purdy a woman? No,
great. Oh, yes.
Purdy's
a woman. Thomas, I'm struggling with this.
Oh, look, at your mum's still playing the train track. She loves it, doesn't she? Will you watch her? We watch your mum playing with the train. Oh. What are you laughing at, huh?
I'm making a funny track.
Your mum's making a very funny track, isn't she?
Yes.
I wonder where she's hoping that'll go.
In the bin, if it carries
in up. The bin. No.
In the bin.
No, it wouldn't be in the bin. Who brought you the train track?
Somebody.
Who brought you the train track, Tom?
Mr. Deer.
Mr. Deer?
What are you talking about?
Exactly. What are you talking about?
Nappies.
You're talking about
nappies. I've got a nappy on.
Oh, that's
lovely. Don't take it off.
You're talking about nappies?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Silly woman.
Oh, who's a silly woman?
Jean.
Jean, me? I thought I was an ambulance. I'm an ambulance, a silly woman. A woman and a mister. Is that right, Thomas?
And a police car.
And a police car. Wow, I'm very lucky, aren't I? I'm everything.
Jean is a silly woman.
Thomas, off the chairs. What's Daddy said? No, off the chairs.
I'll take your shoe off.
I'll take your shoe off.
Please.
These?
Do you know what you call these?
Yes.
What?
Boots.
These. Oh, they are boots. They're lovely boots as well, aren't they?
Yes, we've got to get some sandals, haven't we?
Pickup trucks.
Pickup truck. Is it?
Yeah. They don't have
them. And what do we use them for?
The scores are broken down.
Oh, really? Oh, we could do with one of those, couldn't we? With all the crashes that we've been having on the track. Huh?
Yes. And I just thought, I got a player.
These are quite like mine, aren't they, Thomas? Well, what do you think? Think we've got the same shoes?
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm making a train track.
You're making a train track now?
Yeah.
Do you think the shoe will fit me?
Oh.
What do you think?
What do you think, Purdy?
Oh,
he loves Purdy, doesn't he?
I've got Purdy hair in my ear.
Do you?
You managed to put Purdy, you put your mum's hair in your ear, don't you? I know that.
And my nose.
Oh, and your nose.
I shall.
You show me that. Not on Purdy.
No, Thomas.
It's smelling, sniffing.
What does Purdy smell of?
That kind of juice.
Does she?
Watch.
This is what he does when he's tired. You're tired now, love, aren't you?
Oh, that's lovely.
Please notice that I've got this going round.
Oh, Thomas, have a look at this. Look what your mum's done.
Yeah.
Oh, all we want her to do now is incorporate
the
bridge.
No.
And then we'll all be happy, won't we?
Yes.
Your mum's done a lovely job. So we have a go now?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's not very good, is it?
very good at it. There we go.
Thomas, I think you better do it. You, I'm not very good, am I? You show me then.
I just put it on him. See?
Thomas, you be careful of the tripod.
Thomas.
What size feet has he got?
They're either sevens or eights, those.
Oh.
But such, we had him measured a couple of weeks ago and they said to wait a little bit longer. With the hot weather, we're going to go tomorrow and get to, well, grandparents are taking him tomorrow to get his feet measured again.
What did they go up to? 12 or something?
I don't know.
Thomas, what are you doing?
Thomas, look, your mum's made a lovely section of track that we can have a play
on. Oh, beautiful train track.
Oh.
What?
That sign that we didn't know what it means watch out, bridge not complete.
Oh, very good.
What?
Thomas, when we go to Burnish Station, do you remember this little bit that we walked down?
Yeah.
Ah. Because it leads down to the track, doesn't it, for the trainmen? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, see, the trains can't get any further there. And this side, it's the engine station. The engine station, do you know what I mean? The engine shed.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. This thing can be the giant's house.
Lucky giant, straight through the door. Where's Thomas? Thomas? Snake?
It's quiet, isn't it?
It is. I always like it when Thomas goes away.
I do.
Away.
Yes, I do. Just like when he's asleep, it's really lovely and peaceful.
Maybe he is asleep.
I think so. He's quite tired. Isabel went to sleep before we left. Purdy? Is Purdy with you? Purdy, is Thomas with you?
Yeah. In my bed.
Oh, what are you doing down there? Are you eating something?
No.
Oh, you're stroking Purdy. Oh,
she's I'm a stroke. Purdy,
sometimes cats like to be stroked under their chin here. Yeah?
Purdy? What?
Very gently under their chin, don't you?
Yes. Look at Space Man.
That's my favourite spaceman. Let me have a look.
Not lose anything.
What's he called?
A fish.
A spaceman called a fish.
Oh, he's called Buzz Lightyear, but what do you call him, Thomas?
Buzz Lightyear, that's it.
What do you call him?
Noddy.
Noddy. Thomas calls him Noddy.
There, it gets his hand.
It did, yeah. It likes Buzz Lightyear, isn't it?
Yeah.
So does Buzz Lightyear fly, Thomas?
There's Thomas.
Oh, look, Jean, we've got Purdy to play with instead. Yes.
Come on, Buzz. Oh, sweetheart. Come
on.
There we
are. Oh. No! Oh, look at Mummy with Purdy.
I went to Tim.
Be careful. Be careful, because she gets and sit gently.
Aww.
And don't cuddle her very much gently.
Honey, please, please. Oh. Oh. Goodbye.
Hello, Buzz. Oh, you've gone again. I wish the snake would come out.
Oh, the snake or the crocodile?
The big snake. Where's the big snake? Thomas sometimes pretends he is.
Yes.
I love it when Thomas is a snake. Have you seen a real snake before, Thomas?
Yeah.
Where did you see a real snake?
PetSmart said.
Oh, PetSmart.
And crocodile.
Really?
And snake.
You saw a crocodile in a pet shop? Were you frightened?
No.
I don't think you've seen a crocodile.
Why weren't you frightened? Is it because you're a brave boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be careful. What's the snake doing? Sniffing Purdy?
No, stroking.
Oh.
Like this.
Oh, that's lovely.
Then it's had enough stroking.
Has it? It's had enough stroking. So where's he going now?
His face is gone.
His face has gone, hasn't it? Oh, bless you, Predator.
Then the snake is on Purdy's snake.
On Purdy's tail, you mean?
Purdy's got a snake. Is that not a tail? No, a big furry snake on its back.
Then.
Oh no.
It's just lying on there.
I bet.
Then it jumped on your cheek. Oh. You want to kiss this?
Want to kiss the snake?
Then it's kissed back.
Oh, it's a nice snake.
Then say goodbye.
Bye-bye, snake.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, snake. Well, it's a little horse there. Actually, the horse looks very small compared to the snake, isn't it, Poss? Look at this. I thought horses were big. Your horse is large, Thomas.
Yeah.
Well, look, this horse looks very small compared to Purdy.
There comes two ones.
Two ones? You mean both snakes?
Yeah. Look, Mummy. Two snakes.
Oh, wow. A pair of snakes.
Wow. Are they both good snakes?
Then,
yes, Purdy's licking me, isn't she?
Then another that brown snake, and then Mum just licked it.
Oh, yes, Purdy's face.
Then the little Purdy on the bed is Purdy's bottom.
It's Purdy's tummy, not her bottom.
It's just as well Purdy's not frightened in the snakes,
isn't it?
Well, then...
That what snakes do?
Yeah. Then they jumped on your head.
Oh, gosh, it was a snake on my head.
Then it jumped on Purdy's head.
Gently.
Then it jumped down again.
Oh, Purdy's making me tickle now. You tickle him as well. Oh.
Then you want to stroke the snake.
Purdy, would you like to look at the snake?
Look! Snake!
It's got little red eyes, have you seen? Have you seen the snake's got red eyes?
Yeah, look at it.
Red eyes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, snake. Goodbye, Thomas.
Goodbye.
See you tomorrow.
Then the other snake. See you tomorrow!
See you tomorrow. Oh dear. Oh, Purdy,
just someone thought it was safe and only snakes.
Then another one.
Well, I think the policeman must have heard there were two snakes on loose.
They weren't going to sleep.
They weren't going to sleep, or are you pushing them to bed?
Yeah. Then it goes, two are going to sleep.
Is that where they sleep, Thomas? Yeah. Are you going to sing them a little lullaby or read them a story?
Yeah. Then a big crocodile.
Oh no.
Appeared and lots of sharp teeth.
Ooh, a big crocodile appeared and lots of sharp teeth.
Then it got a green eye and then it has a yellow eye.
Yes, that's right. Green and yellow eyes on the crocodile and red eyes on the snake. What colour are your eyes?
Brown.
And what colour are Mummy's eyes?
Purdy green.
No. Purdy's got green eyes, hasn't she? What about Mummy?
You put your thing in.
Oh,
you've all got to put green eyes, haven't you?
No, just put it in there.
Daddy's got brown. Ow! 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 Oh, Purdy! Oh, Purdy, kiss me, Purdy. Daddy's got brown eyes like you, hasn't he? And Purdy's got green eyes, and Mummy's got blue eyes. How many eyes have you got, Thomas?
Six.
Wow. Six eyes? Wow, you should know what's going on.
Well, you've got your finger.
I could do with six eyes. Two at the front, and two at the back, and two on the top. I think I need an ambulance again.
Dinner! I'm a farmer, now where are you?
Oh, right, is that?
It's a telephone. A ring.
Oh, tell who you're ringing. Hello.
Nine. Hello.
Hello, I'd like to report a bitten finger by a crocodile.
Yeah.
Okay, because is it possible to send an ambulance for my finger that's been bitten by a crocodile?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What are they going to do to my finger to make it better?
Say, ouch.
Ouch. Does that make it better? Oh, it is better. Brilliant, Thomas. What a cure. Could have done that without the ambulance.
Yes,
but I needed the ambulance's advice.
But the crocodile there.
Is the crocodile on the loose still?
Oh,
hello. Can I call an ambulance, please? Crocodile's bitten my arm.
Hello?
Hello, is that the ambulance?
No, sir. It's the fire engine man.
Oh, fire engine man, there's a crocodile on the loose. Yeah. And it's already bitten Mummy and it's bitten Janine.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could catch it.
Yeah.
You can? You can catch the crocodile. Where is it? I think it's going to go and bite Thomas next.
He's going to bite it.
Oh. Was that going to hurt?
No.
Come here.
So I'm just drunk.
Oh, is that how you catch it?
Yeah.
Put your finger in and see if it bites you. Oh.
Ouch!
Gotcha. Oh, Thomas. Oh, where's it going now? I think it's coming to bite your nose off, don't you?
No.
Yes.
Hide.
You want to hide?
Do you think you're hiding from?
Don't know.
You don't know. Have you had a nice day?
Yeah, I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
Of crocodile.
Are you? You're scared of crocodiles.
Oh, is he really scared? Thomas, don't be scared. It's quite as out of safe confidence. Don't you worry. Knock off Jean, quick. Do something. Thomas, don't be scared.
I'm nothing.
I think you should come and save you, Thomas, from the crocodile. 999, please.
999.
Oh, two ambulances. Hello, can somebody please save me? The crocodile keeps biting my ear.
Yes.
And my nose.
Yes.
And my chin. Is anyone brave enough to come and save me?
A fireman will save you.
The fireman can save me. Oh, that's lucky, isn't it? Because, ow! It keeps happening. Oh, everywhere. It keeps biting my nose, my chin, my fingers. I'm going to smack it. That'll keep it quiet, won't it?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello. I love chicken.
Is that a chicken, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh. Does Purdy still smell of blackcurrant juice?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yes. Why it smells of sausage.
I smell of sausage still, do I? Oh.
Yum yum.
That's nice.
Yum yum sausage.
Yum 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 delicious.
Is it delicious? Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Nice to know. Yes. Well, we had to give you a wash at Isabel's house, didn't we? Because you got so dirty. You had chocolate, apple juice, and
strawberries all around your mouth and you've been in the sandpit and you've been digging the garden. Soil on your hands. What are you doing? Oh, you're not. Do you want your potty? No, Thomas, do you want your potty?
No.
Are you sure? Promise me.
No.
What makes you think he needs his potty?
Because he's gone very quiet.
Then where's Thomas?
Oh, where's Thomas? What's Thomas doing?
I'm going to have a look. What's Thomas doing?
Oh, he's covering his eyes. Are you okay, Thomas? Thomas?
There he is! I think it's a snake. It might be a spider. Is it a snake? Oh yes, his tongue's sticking in the mouth.
We can tell it's a snake because of the tongue, can't we?
Yeah, it's a buddy.
Oh, that's a lovely snake, isn't it?
Then it's just... a gift.
Oh, are you tired?
He does look tired, isn't yeah. he?
What do we do when we go to music lesson right at the end? Julian puts some music on, a piece of classical music. And then we lie down together on the floor, like this. And then you hold my hair usually, don't you? We have a little cuddle.
Oh.
You like your music time, don't you?
Yeah.
What's the name of the teacher?
Julian.
Julian? And what do you do at music time?
Play some music.
Play some music? We sing some songs.
Yeah.
And play some instruments. And what about marching and skipping and jumping and running? Yes?
Oh, marching.
Marching. We like marching. Don't we?
If you know. And the crocodile.
Oh, a crocodile now, are you? Is the crocodile going to sleep?
Mm.
Oh, he's a tired crocodile, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you going to dream about crocodile?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
Crocodile is it.
Pardon?
The crocodile is it.
The crocodile?
Dead easily.
The crocodile dead easily? What do you mean? What do you mean, Daddy? I don't know. You're not going to go to sleep, are you? Mummy is. Mummy's fast going to sleep.
I'm fast too.
I'm fast asleep. How are you going to wake me up? Was that the alarm clock?
No, you're wearing a skirt.
I'm wearing a skirt?
Look.
What is it?
It's
off there. It's off. It's not a skirt. This is a skirt. Are you wearing a skirt?
No.
No. Have you ever worn a skirt?
No.
No. You wear shorts and trousers, don't you?
I've heard it.
Oh, no, I don't want to hurt you. Literally.
Just testing.
Just testing, that's not nice, darling. Oh, did you say testing or checking?
Checking.
Oh, I'm itchy now. No, it's not nice to put things in your mouth. Anybody's mouth. Because listen, you could either swallow it, or if you run around with something in your mouth and you fall, what will happen?
A sweetie.
Mm.
And it's greeting just right now.
Mind, just sit on Purdy.
It's greeting just right now.
I think so, it's nearly tea time. What would you like for tea tonight?
Custard.
Custard?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, what weird. You never had. Well, you have had custard, but not for a long time. What do you like? Bananas and custard?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, just custard?
Yeah.
Oh, should we do custard for my baby?
Yeah.
Oh. Should we put the powder in the pan and then the milk?
Jim can stuff it now.
All right, mix it up and make it nice. Pop goes the custard. Right, Mum's just got to get it in there, pop it.
Oh, you having custard for tea, Thomas?
Yeah.
Right, custard, dear.
It's news to me.
Is it? I haven't a clue what we're having for tea.